Hi, this is Jacob. Let's take a patriotic march down Gilead Lane.
Jess, this is a big deal.
There must be a separation of church and state.
I mean, no wonder schools are so messed up.
In God we trust. Well, isn't that pretty cool?
Give me a break. That's the problem with people today. No one cares.
Whatever.
Whatever?
I need your attention, please. Okay, your teacher wants these history worksheets done when she returns tomorrow. All your questions can be answered from chapter 15 of your history books, and there's a sample McGuffrey reader that this worksheet is in reference to, so find a partner and get to work. Quietly.
Haley, you want to do this with me?
Sure. Oh, I wish Mrs. Kimmel would leave the sub something besides worksheets when she's gone.
No kidding. But at least we won't have history homework tonight. Let's get this done.
Right. Chapter 15, The Schoolhouse, Education in the 1800s.
Sounds like a blast. Where's the McGuffey reader thing?
Oh, right here.
Good. First question. What year did they start using the McGuffey reader in public schools? Haley, what year?
Huh?
Didn't you hear me?
I was reading. This McGuffey reader thing's totally different than what we use now.
Just answer the question. What year did they start using it?
Here. 1836.
Okay, good. Next one. What kinds of...
Yes! Look at this! God made the sun to give us light and warm the earth.
So?
So? Can you believe that? This was used in public schools. Our teacher could never tell us that today and get away with it.
So what, Haley? You can believe what you want. They don't have to teach it.
I just don't get why schools got so different. I mean, look at this reader thing. There's stuff about God all over it.
Can we just finish our worksheet? I don't want homework.
Don't you even care? I'm gonna ask the sub about this.
Haley, it's not that big a deal.
Yes, it is. Mrs. What's her name again?
I don't know.
Teacher!
Yes?
I was just wondering. How come these McGuffey reader things got to talk all about God when they were used in the public schools?
Good question. Class, listen up a minute.
Thanks a lot, Haley. See, more work. Why do you have to care about everything so much?
Okay, the question was why these public school readers were allowed to talk about God. And that's a good observation. See, the McGuffey reader, as a representation of the other readers used in that day, shows the old-fashioned way our schools used to work. However, today our schools insist on much more enlightened, modern ways where there must be a separation of church and state. Understand? Okay, back to work then.
We could have gotten at least two more questions done in the time it took for that answer.
Jess, this is a big deal. I mean, no wonder schools are so messed up.
What are you talking about?
Isn't it obvious? Jess, the more enlightened government pretty much threw God out of schools. And that's totally why everything goes wrong. I mean, think about it. It's not even just in schools. It's all over the place. You learn how to act when you're in school. So if God isn't there, why would he be in the
real
world?
Give it a rest, Haley. This is just a worksheet.
That's the problem with people today. No one cares.
Whatever.
Whatever?
Girls, I don't want to have to write your names down for Mrs. Kimball.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Now, either you finish this together, quietly, or you work by yourselves until the bell rings. Understand?
Yes. Okay, number two. What kinds of subjects did they teach?
Hey, the layout for the new comm looks really good, Tiffany.
Thanks.
Yeah, and I like how you placed the photo. It really breaks up the text just like Miss Gray told us to do.
Well, I have been told I am a quick learner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm gonna grab a juice or something. Anyone else want one?
No.
No thanks.
Okay, well... Oh, no. I used most of my money on lunch at Time for Him.
That religious thing you guys do once a week?
Yeah, over lunch. Anyone can come. It's not through any church, even. You should go with us sometime.
Yeah, right.
Well, offer stands. Lauren, do you have some loose change I can borrow?
Sure. Here.
Thanks. Oh, hey, cool. One of the new special issue quarters. Oh, can I keep it?
Yeah, it's yours.
Let me guess, Justin. You have a coin collection? You're such a dork.
Yes, I do have a coin collection.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that, Tiffany?
I'm just saying, it's no surprise.
Mm-hmm, whatever. What's different about the new quarters, Justin?
More like, what's the same? What I find fascinating is that over all these years we've been a country, this never changes on these coins.
What?
Well, this. Look at it. In God we trust. It still says that on our nation's currency. Well, isn't that pretty cool?
Give me a break. It does not say that.
Yeah, it does. Look.
What? You've never noticed that before?
Richters usually don't bother with coins. In fact, I rarely have anything smaller than a 20.
Okay, anyway, isn't it interesting that it still says it on our money?
Actually, I don't think it's interesting at all. I think it's ridiculous that the government even allows it to be printed on there. They should just stay out of personal areas like that.
Tiffany, you don't
And you know what else? I don't think you guys should even be allowed to have those lunch for him things. They should be banned.
Tiff, that's not...
Whoa. Didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, me neither. Lauren, we've got to do something. Things are just getting worse with her.
I know, but what else can we do?
Well, let's think about it.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hi, honey. How was school?
Fine.
Oh, it couldn't have been that bad.
Yeah, it could have.
Huh. Mom, why are you out here planting flowers already? Why don't you just wait till Saturday when we can all help?
You know I love digging in the dirt.
How can I be your daughter?
Thanks for your offer, even though it's not your favorite thing. But we've got the community spring picnic over at the park this Saturday.
Oh, yeah, the community picnic. I guess we'll be taking fried chicken and apple pie, huh? Mm,
you know it. The typical all-American feast.
Hope you're not planning to pray before the meal.
Actually, they've asked your father to say the blessing this year.
Well, I'll believe it when I see it.
Haley?
I've got homework to do. Let me know if you need help with dinner or anything.
Okay. What now?
I understand what you're talking about, but I don't get why she even cares that we meet once a week, Justin.
Yeah, me neither. Especially because it's over lunch.
Who cares about what over lunch?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Lauren. So, what are you guys talking about?
Oh, Tiffany. She's annoyed about our time for him lunch.
And anything else that has to do with God.
Why should she care?
Exactly.
Tiffany sounds worse than Maya ever was before she became a Christian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we spend so much time trying to just deal with Tiffany and not explode. We don't really pray for her.
I beg to differ. I pray for her every time I see her.
You do?
Yeah, that I won't wring her neck.
Mikey.
What? It was funny.
You know what I mean, Lauren.
I know. We need to pray for her, specifically. It's actually a good idea.
And we can do it together so we don't forget.
Yeah, we could pray for the other kids at our school, too. You know, the ones who are bugged by our group and by church stuff.
Yeah.
Like even teachers?
Yeah, sure, why
that'd
not?
That'd be cool. We could do that.
As long as we remember after school. Yeah.
Jess, I told Mikey I'd walk home with him.
I just wanted to make sure you were coming to the picnic tomorrow. You totally avoided me at school today.
I did not avoid you.
Whatever. You didn't say a word all day.
I was just thinking.
Well, I hope you're in a better mood at the picnic.
I'm not going to the picnic.
What? Why not?
Because picnics are so all-American.
And your point is?
My point is that maybe I just don't feel so all-American these days.
Okay, is this about the whole religion thing?
If you mean the religion thing that our enlightened government doesn't let us talk about at school, then yes, that's what this is about.
You're so extreme.
What's that supposed to mean?
Haley, it's just not that big a deal. So we don't learn Bible stories along with math. We don't say a prayer with the Pledge of Allegiance. Why do you even care?
More like, why do you not care?
Simple. Why would you want to learn more stuff than we already have to? And who even pays attention to the pledge when we say it, let alone a prayer?
I pay attention, and I'd like to pray. And as far as school goes...
Whatever, Haley.
But if you decide to be an American again, find me at the picnic tomorrow. See ya.
Where have you been, Haley? I waited forever.
Hey, Mikey. Jess had to tell me something. Sorry.
It's okay. At least we'll walk the last block together.
Hey, it looks like Mom got the flowers done in the front yard, too.
Yes. That means we don't have to do any garden stuff this weekend. What? You want to do garden stuff?
No. Just look at our house.
Yeah?
Don't you wonder how Mom and Dad can let the American flag hang there?
No, why would I?
Because letting it hang from your house is like telling the world you love our government.
And that's a bad thing?
These days it is.
You lost me. I'm going in. You coming?
No, I think I'm gonna stay out here a while.
Suit yourself.
And Lord, please help Lauren and me and all the other Christians in our school to be better about showing your love to everyone else.
And we especially pray for our teachers. Thank you for them, Lord, and we ask that the ones who don't know who you are will meet you someday.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I'm glad we decided to pray right after school, Justin, or else I think I would have forgotten.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, hey, Haley.
Hi, Haley.
When'd you get here?
Oh, sometime during your prayer. Do you guys ever get fed up with the way they basically kicked God out of school?
What?
Like how the government came in and made us stop talking about God and now...
Haley, I need your help with dinner tonight.
Coming! I'm just saying that I think that the American government has a lot to learn.
What was that about?
I have no idea. Mike, you said something about an anti-America kick.
Anti-America?
Yeah, you know, Haley. Last year, she heard some statistic about how many squirrels are killed by motorized vehicles each year. She refused to get in the car for 2 weeks.
What do you say we leave the dishes to the kids, Mary, and you and I go out and sit on the porch?
Oh, that's a perfect night for it.
Right.
Haley, Mike, make sure the dishes are dry before you put them back in the cupboard.
We will.
Boy, I hope this weather holds up the picnic tomorrow.
The forecast says, son.
What?
Haley's still bound and determined not to come with us.
Yeah, I noticed that. I thought she'd be over whatever this is by now, but she was still so sullen tonight.
Yeah, I wonder... Hey... Where's our flag?
What?
The flag. It's not in the holder.
Oh, I know. I saw it out.
Hey, anyone know why this was in the broom closet?
The broom closet?
Well, I think I can guess who put it there. Oh. Thanks for bringing it down, Brooke.
Sure.
Will you hang it back in the holder for us, please?
Yeah. Where are you guys going?
To talk to your sister.
Haley, Mom and I want to see you in your room. Now, please.
Yes, we did.
Close the door, please.
What'd I do?
You tell us. What could you have done today that wouldn't make me or your mom very happy?
Maybe you didn't think it was such a hot idea to take the flag down?
Yeah, maybe that was it.
Haley, why did you do that and then stuff it in the broom closet?
Yeah.
You know we don't treat the American flag like that.
I just don't know if America's all it's cracked up to be.
Well... That's quite a statement.
You've been talking like this the past couple of days. What is going on?
We were studying America's schools in the 1800s during history. And when I saw how they used to teach about God so much, it just made me mad.
Whoa. What made you mad?
That our modern government says that we can't even talk about it anymore.
And that's made you dislike America?
Yeah. I mean, everything got so messed up once they took God out of schools. And I think that's why the whole world's so messed up.
Haley, it's true that our nation needs God to heal it. But do you really think we can blame our government for everything?
I don't know. Yeah?
All right, here. Tell me something. Who makes up the government?
People.
Right. People who live in what country?
Our country, America.
Right. Mm-hmm. And in the end, Government reflects the attitudes of the people of that nation, right? Government doesn't have the power to make a wicked nation into a good one.
What do you mean?
Well, Dad's saying that it's the people of our country that make the difference. They make up the government and are represented by the government. You're not upset with America.
I'm not?
No. You're upset with the way Americans live.
And the important thing that you have to remember, Haley, before you get so high and mighty about being a Christian, is that there are millions of Christians in this country.
And?
And the attitude of Christians is just as represented in our government, and we're still in many ways a morally corrupt nation. And you can't blame non-Christians for behaving like non-Christians, but you can certainly fault Christians when they behave like non-Christians.
You mean, like, when we say we're Christians, but then we act just like everyone else in the world?
Huh. Right. Hey, guess who's getting divorces? Using pornography, watching questionable TV, abusing drugs and alcohol? I wish it were only non-Christians, but it isn't.
Well, the decisions you and I make, even in our own homes, ultimately affects the moral fabric of America.
But wouldn't things be better, at least, if we could just still get to pray in school?
Oh, we'd love it if school still opened in prayer, Haley. But there's more to it than that. John, tell her about that senator you heard talking to the group of people who wanted prayer.
Oh, wanted prayer back in public schools.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. This group, like you, Haley, really thought that that would solve most of our nation's problems. So they called a meeting with their senator to tell him their thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
The senator asked the room full of angry parents, "How many of you really want prayer put back in schools?" They all raised their hands with clenched fists. Then he said, "I have one more question. How many of you, within the privacy of your own homes, prayed with your own children during the last 24 hours?" There was a gasp in the room, and only about 3 hands went up.
Whoa.
Yeah. The senator said, "Why should you expect your government to do what you aren't even doing on your own?"
I bet they felt pretty dumb, huh?
Well, they realized they couldn't keep pointing the finger. That they could take some responsibility.
Right, as the Bible says, Haley, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. You know what verse I have up in my office?
Nuh-uh. What?
2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land."
So we need to do something about it, huh? I mean, we can't just ignore it and take down the flag and hope all the bad stuff goes away.
Non-involvement is an active thing, honey. When you choose to do nothing, you're actually taking action against your country.
Yeah, we need to pray for our nation and seek its peace and prosperity by being the best citizens we can be. By loving God, our families, and our neighbors, and by obeying the law and encouraging our fellow citizens, especially our fellow Christians, to do the same. Make sense?
Makes sense. Maybe we can pray right now, huh? Like for school and for the country and stuff?
Maybe we can. You want to start?
Sure.
Good girl.
Dear God, thank you for letting us live in America and for letting us...
And finally, Lord, we are grateful for our little town of Coleraine and for this chance for our community to come together for a picnic and celebration. Please bless this food to our bodies. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Dad did a good job, didn't he?
Yeah, but why is he still up there? The prayer's over.
I don't know.
Well, since we prayed, can we at least start eating?
Mikey, we should wait for Dad.
But that chicken smells so good, and everyone else is starting to eat.
Hold your horses, Michael James.
What's Daddy doing, Mom?
I'm not sure.
Hey, he's going to say something again.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, can I have your attention again, please? Thank you. Before we eat and the games begin and we all go our separate ways, I wanted to take a moment to just remind us all of what a gift it is to be living in America. That we have the freedom to gather like this and that we live in a land of such abundance. I wondered if you would all join me in singing God Bless America.
Yeah.
Let's stand.
What?
Good idea.
Yes. It is a good idea. God bless America.
Yeah, God bless America. And he has in many ways. Those of us that live in the U.S. should be grateful that we live in a country with so much freedom. But it is true that we, the people, make the difference in our country, for good or bad. We should be proud to be citizens of our nation. But as the saying goes, with freedom comes great responsibility. That is especially true for Christians. If we know Jesus Christ, we not only have an obligation to our country as citizens, but we also have a mandate to be the light in the darkness. Jesus tells us in Matthew 28, 19 and 20, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Christ has set us free from far more than the tyranny of another country. He has set us free from sin and death and has given us dual citizenship. Yes, we can be proud to be citizens of our country, but we should be more excited to be called by the King of Kings to be citizens of heaven and a light in the world today. As an organization, CBH Ministries is striving to be a light to the kids of this world. We want to reach kids because God loves kids. So from Down Gilead Lane to our free devotional Keys for Kids, we want to communicate the love of Jesus Christ to the kids in this country and around the world. But we can't do it without your help. So check out our website to find out how you can help us help kids know God. The address, cbhministries.org. While you're there, we hope you'll take advantage of the many wonderful resources we have for kids, like a copy of today's episode of Down Gilead Lane. If you'd like to order this episode or any other episode you've heard, call 888-224-2324. That's 888-224-2324. Or check out our website at cbhministries.org. However you contact us, we'd like to know the call letters of the great station that you listen to. Today's program, Stars and Gripes, was written by Beth Klima and directed by Steve Odell. Our production engineers were Steve Odell and Scott Heckman, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week for more Down Gilead Lane, a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries. Because God loves kids.